A federal program that provides millions of dollars in education funding for Southeast Alaska failed to make it through the U.S. House of Representatives on Friday. It was a roller coaster ride for the Secure Rural Schools program this past week. A $2 billion four-year reauthorization was included in a tax bill that passed by a nearly unanimous vote of the U.S. Senate on Tuesday. But the House removed the rural schools provision before passing its version of the tax bill Friday morning. Efforts by the bill's supporters to get a $400 million one-year extension in another bill failed. Western Republican House members like Alaska Congressman Don Young supported the measure and blamed the Democratic majority for removing it from legislation.
You know, I was really very concerned that, you know, here we're talking about a $700 billion bailout, which I'm not going to vote for, and they didn't have enough money for rural schools. And I'm very critical of the majority right now.
But according to an Associated Press article on Friday, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blamed Republicans who opposed a different four-year renewal provision that failed back in June. Young was among those who voted against that earlier measure, and the legislation has also faced a presidential veto threat. The main points of disagreement have been over how to fund the program and whether it should be phased out. The loss of the money will leave a big hole in local schools and the municipalities that help fund them. Richard Underkoffler is city manager in Petersburg, which had been getting nearly $900,000 a year through the program.
I think we have to assume it's gone. Fortunately, our predecessors, you know, we didn't receive any money this year either. But fortunately, the predecessor members of the council and management had forward funded this, so we had enough to carry this year's budget with money we had received in prior years. So, the material is going to hit the fan for next year's budget.
The Secure Rural Schools Act of 2000 finally expired last year after providing hundreds of millions of dollars to rural communities in or near national forests. Throughout the nation, Secure Rural Schools replaced the payments commonly known as timber receipts, which had been funded mainly through logging sales on national forests. As logging declined, Congress approved Secure Rural Schools, which stabilized and increased those payments. Southeast Alaska towns received more than $9 million a year.